about that.
No, my apologies.
Very apologies. Make sure you're in line with your house. That's good to see you all. And it's okay. Good to see you all. Thank you so much for making an effort to be here today. I appreciate it, and trust that you're all going to receive something really beautiful today from the Lord. Before I speak to you, I want us just to pray. I'm sure that many of you have probably seen it in the news that there was an accident at the big church festival in and there were a few people that were completely badly injured, and one of them sadly passed away. And we now since found that the guy who did die is actually the pastor of a church in Eastbourne. So that whole church is mourning. You know the story, a big signboard fell down top of them at the entrance, and there were people underneath it. And it's caused quite a bit of trauma. The whole festival was cancelled that night. There's a lot of people that ask you questions. Why were people going to worship God? He struck down. Why would God allow that to happen? And I want to try and answer that with you very quickly, because even I sat and I thought, well, why would you let that happen? This is a place where people come and worship you, come and fellowship. Why would you let this happen? And I looked throughout the Bible and I realized that bad things happen to Christian people as well. You look throughout the Bible, there's stories of sadness, of hardships, conflict and exile and all of those things. But there's one thing that is also very true, that is that God is still God. And God's purposes, He knows. We don't understand that. We don't have an understanding of God's mind is. His mind is way above ours. And I believe that sometimes things happen and God uses it for His glory and as a way to draw others to Him. Maybe those who are doubters. And sad to see on social media where the stories are that there are people that are mocking this and mocking God and mocking Christians. And that's sadly just the way that we live today, isn't it? We're all finding it more and more difficult to be mocked for our faith. Again, God is in control. And Jesus spoke about this in the Bible. He said, trouble will come, persecuted in the last days, and there will be natural disasters. And it's all part of a plan. And obviously, the good thing is for us to keep our eyes on Jesus, because He is ultimately our hope. Without Jesus, we have little hope for the future, especially after we pass on. We've got the hope of eternal life, the hope of heaven. When I had my two diagnoses of cancer, I asked why as well. And I learned very quickly, don't ask God why. Ask Him what? What is your purpose? What is going to be accomplished here? We will know soon enough what the purpose of all this looking at the big church festival is. Maybe it'll draw others unto God when they see that even after they closed it down, the Christians still remained and stood quietly together and prayed for him and his family and still worship God even after that. That'll speak to some other people's hearts who don't know Jesus. Maybe they mock people who love Jesus. Maybe they, I get it all the time on my TikTok glass, I'm atheist, they're mocking me. They tell me I'm a brainless person, that I'm delusional. And that's fine. They can think what they think. Jesus. And that is what I want you to know. That's my whole reason for being here. That's why I show up every Sunday. To make sure that you all know who you glory is Jesus. So that you receive everything that Jesus has for you. And that you grab hold of that hope. The hope of the future, knowing that God is still in control. You with me?
Yes.
So let's just pray. Let's pray for that pastor's family. He's a father, he's a husband, his children are young. Let's just pray for them. Lord, I want to pray for Pastor Andrew from Eastbourne. Lord, we don't understand these things, but Lord, we rest in the comfort that you know. We also rest in the joy knowing, Lord, that he's with you right now, Lord. He dedicates his whole life to serve you and to fulfill the calling and purpose that you had on his life. And Lord, we do in a sense rejoice that he is with you in this world, which is difficult sometimes. And he's right at the throne of Jesus and worshiping you right there. He's better than I can still. But Lord, for those that are left behind, it's difficult in a time of grieving, a time of questions. And we'll ask you first and foremost that you present yourself and that you comfort them. Would you comfort that church, Lord, that has lost its leader and their loved one? Lord, would you help them, Lord, and guide them through this journey of trying to make sense of it all through the grief? And Lord, most of all, I pray, Lord, that your glory will be shown through what has happened, Lord. And that more people will come to know the risen Jesus in their lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So today, I'm going to speak about something that I feel like telling up my heart. There were so many times this week, just felt like giving up. So, you know, let just me. Do anybody else you feel like giving up at times? It just feel you want to give up. I want to talk today about a man in the Bible, you know, it's Elijah. Say, find his story in the book of Kings, in the first book of Kings, chapter 19, verse 1 to 18. Now, special, what do you do when you've simply had enough, when you're tired of fighting the same battle, and you're tired of the problems, you're tired of trying, maybe you've been doing your best, but nothing just seems to be changing. And eventually you think, well, what on earth is the point of me carrying on? It's difficult, isn't it, when we feel like that? But one of the greatest men of God in the Old Testament knew exactly what that felt like. His name was Elijah. And if you remember only one truth today, I want you to remember this, that God is not finished with me. That God is not finished with me. Can we say that together?
God is not finished with me.
I'll say it again.
God is not finished with me.
Today, Elijah experienced some incredible victory. He stood on a mountain called Carmel and prayed, and God answered him dramatically. Fire fell from heaven, and it was an amazing moment. And you can expect the next chapter after that to say that everything was wonderful from then on. But it doesn't. It doesn't. Queen Jezebel sends Elijah a message threatening his life. Remember that. Straight after seeing the victory of God on Mount Carmel and actually seeing the fire fall from heaven. Just after that, Queen Jezebel sends Elijah a message threatening his life. And Elijah becomes frightened and he makes a run for it. Now think about that. Yesterday there was victory, today there's fear. Yesterday it was strong, today he's exhausted. And really glad the Bible tells us this. Because sometimes we think Christians are supposed to feel strong all the time. We feel like if we're feeling a bit weak, we think we need to go down and then go on the responsibility. But real life isn't like that. Sometimes we can have a brilliant Sunday afternoon service and have a terrible Monday. You can worship God and you can still feel overwhelmed. You can have faith and you can still feel tired. Tired today. Very tired. Even Elijah felt tired. This great man, this great hero of the Bible, he's exhausted. And eventually Elijah goes into the wilderness, which is like the desert. He sits underneath a tree and he says something incredibly honest. I've had enough, Lord. Have you ever sat in your kitchen or in your living room and you just said, like, I've really had enough, Lord? It's a prayer that you don't really hear very often in church. I've had enough. Pray that I've had to call in the middle of church. I've had enough. The Lord says to Elijah, if bread and water waiting for him and Elijah eats. And then he goes back to sleep. That's again. Who did deliver roof service from an angel? Later, the angel wakes him again and he gives him more food. And I just love this part of the story because sometimes we think that every problem needs an enormous spiritual answer. But you know what? Sometimes you just need to rest. Sometimes you need something to eat. Sometimes you just need to slow down. Sometimes you just need to admit, God, I'm so exhausted. God cared about Elijah's soul, but he also cared about Elijah's physical body. So here's our first word today, rest. Can we say that? What is it?
Rest.
Not rest. It's saying I'm relieved. It's saying stop for a moment and be energized so I can keep going. You know, even Jesus rested, and you know that. We're people, we're human beings, we need to rest. And after Elijah rested and eaten, he travels to Mount Horeb and he goes into a cave, and God asks Elijah, do you think here? And Elijah tells God everything. He basically says, I've done everything I can, but everything has gone wrong, and I'm the only one who's left. And Elijah wasn't actually the only one there. He felt alone, but he wasn't alone. And there's something important here. What I feel is real, but what I feel isn't always the whole truth. If you feel frightened, then the fear is real. But fear doesn't know what your future is. If you feel useless, that feeling hurts. But it doesn't mean that you're useless. If you feel that nobody cares about you, the loneliness is real. But it doesn't mean that nobody cares for you. And sometimes our feelings need truth beside them. Elijah thought, I'm alone, but God knew. No, you're not. And that's one reason we all need each other. In this little community here, you know, we all need each other. Turn around to the person next to you and say, I need you.
I need you.
You're not doing this alone. Come on. You're not doing this alone.
Not doing this alone.
Sit in the wind. Listen to this. God. There's fire, but God isn't in the fire. I'm not the water. Why is this God? You know, sometimes we want God to shout, but no one's there. God, give me a massive song. Show me exactly. And sometimes God strikes. And often God speaks to us violently. Through scriptures in the Bible, through prayer, through wise encouragement, through a simple truth where he says and whispers to us, hey, still with you. Still with you. Keep going. Take another step. And so our second word today is listen. So we've got rest and we've got listen. Come on, say it now.
Rest and listen.
And then God gives Elijah something to do. He doesn't explain Elijah's entire future to him. He simply gives him the next step. And there are people that Elijah needs to meet, and there's still work for him to do. And God is going to bring Elijah alongside them. In other words, Elijah, yours. And that's our one truth for today. God is not finished with me. God is not finished with me. Come on.
God is not finished with me.
Sometimes, you know what? We make life because we're trying to work everything out at once. Yeah? How am I going to sort my whole life out? How am I going to change everything that's going wrong? How am I going to even get through to the end of the year? Maybe it's just too much for today. I don't think I can handle it anymore. Instead of saying that, why don't we just ask a smaller question? What's my next step? Maybe you're battling an addiction. Don't stop at trying to work out the rest of your life. What's today's step? Maybe I need to call somebody. Maybe I need to stay away from somebody. Maybe I need to ask God for help. Maybe I need to make the right choice today. Just one step. Maybe you've messed something up in a relationship. Your next step might be, well, I need to apologize. One step. Maybe your faith feels weak. Don't try to become a great Christian by tomorrow. I'm 39 and you fail. I'm not even a great Christian. Love of you, sir. Read a few verses. Say one honest prayer, then come back next Sunday. One step. So our third word for today is step. Now we've got three words. Rest, listen, step.
Step.
Rest.
Listen and step.
Rest,
listen, or step.
Yes. Today. Elijah's last moment did not so everything that God had already done in his life. Now, sometimes we judge our whole life by just one bad day. You've been doing really well, and then you have a setback. Right, so here's my biggest mess up, sorry, right? I don't like bad dramas. It's very irritating to me. Shocking. Right, I've got a bit better at it now because if I look down the window and I start shouting at the window at somebody, I'm terrified that I'll walk into church next Sunday. And say, oh, painful. So instead, no, I give a commentary. Oh, this kind of 2 months ago, I give a commentary while we're driving. I was saying, like, why are you driving so slowly? What's wrong with you? When did you get your license? I'm happy day. Come on, what's going on? What's going on? And then I get myself into this little mess. And then afterwards, I think, why did you really have to get it like that? What was the actual problem? I only think that after it's happened, it'd be nice if I could change that order around and think about it before it happens. And then I can go home and I can think, seriously, what kind of Christian are you? You're supposed to be a pastor. Do you know what I'm saying? If you've fallen, get back up. Make the next choice a better one. Because God's not finished with me, and He's not finished with you. And this matters for those of us who followed Jesus for many years too, myself and Janet and others here. Sometimes we look at someone else and we think, why did they change yet? Janet's might be thinking that. She's been stuck with me for almost 40 years. Why are they still struggling? But how patient is God being with us? You see, growth takes time. So let's become a church that celebrates steps. Someone starts praying, start celebrating. Celebrate. Someone opens their Bible, celebrate. Someone asks for help instead of hiding, celebrate. Someone battling addiction takes another healthy step, celebrate. Someone falls and then they get back up, celebrate the getting up. Celebrate that growth. Another person who is stronger at the moment can help someone else. Helping them to keep going by encouraging them. You don't have to fix them. Jesus is the Savior, not us. Don't help us. Let Jesus do that, but encourage them. Help them get up and walk with you. Somebody's missing from church. Don't give them a hard time when you bump into them in the town center. And ask them, how are you? And I really missed you. And I pray for you. You need to talk about anything. I'm here for you. And sometimes God encourages somebody's beauty. Now think about Elijah again. He's underneath the tree and he's saying, I've had enough. And if we stop reading there, we think that Elijah's story was finished, but Elijah couldn't see what was still coming. There was rest coming, there was food coming, there was a whisper coming. His whole purpose again. He couldn't see any of that purpose when he's sitting underneath the tree crying out to God, I've had enough. And maybe today you're underneath the tree. And all you can see is what's happening right now in your life. You don't know what's coming next. You don't know what God has got for you. But don't confuse, I can't see what's next, with there is nothing next. Because with Jesus, there's always something. God is not finished with you. Something is looking. We're all growing together, yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. You should be celebrating that. Don't try and solve your entire future to that. Impossible. Try. But I want you to remember three words. Rest, listen, and step. Rest,
listen, and step.
Step. What truth God has not finished with me? Maybe you're exhausted. God has not finished with you. Maybe your faith feels weak. God has not finished with you. Maybe you've fallen again. God has not finished with you. Maybe you're disappointed because you're not where you thought you'd be. God has not finished with you. And maybe you followed Jesus for many years and you're wondering whether God still has anything left for you. God is not finished with you either. You don't need to take 20 steps today. Just ask Jesus, what is my next step? And then take it. And then take it. Who's God not finished with?
Me.
Me. Jesus, God, and thank you that you don't only need us, but we're strong. Thank you for the time to you. I want to thank you for what Elijah said. I've had enough, that you didn't throw him away, that you let him rest and you fed him and you listened to him and you spoke to him and you gave him another step. For anyone who's tired today, I pray you give them rest. For anyone who feels alone, would you remind them that they don't have to walk alone? For anyone who's fallen, would you help them to get back up? And for anyone who doesn't know what to do next, could you show them one more step? And for those of us who feel strong today, help us to notice somebody who needs encouragement. Help us to rest. Help us to listen. Help us to take another step with you. And Jesus, would you remind us that you're not finished with us? In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So what are our three words?
Rest, listen, step.
And what's our one truth?
God is not finished with me.
God is not finished with me. That's also true. It's also true. Might not be where you want to be. Might not understand what is doing in your life yet. But underneath that tree wasn't the end of Elijah's story. And where you are today doesn't have to be the end of your story. It's why I'm still on it. And he will bring it into completion. And we all say,
Amen. Amen.
Rest. But I was reading something the other day, week in the Bible. And I've never heard of this before. I've read through the Bible, but I never saw the story. But do you know that the Apostle Paul was preaching a very long sermon, and a man fell asleep during that sermon. Mm-hmm. And he fell out the window. Mm-hmm. Three stories he fell. He got up, and it was fine. That was a miracle when he went in the morning. So, if you're not, if you fall asleep during the service, I don't know if you're guilty. Because even the Bible repeats it, I'm not sure that there's no windows you have to fall out of. Like, God's not finished with me, friends.
He's very likely.
I know.
Yeah.
And
then
can we stand up and can we celebrate? So we're running together. Before we do that, let me give the person next to you and say, we're growing together.
We're running together.
Growing.
We're growing together.
Growing together.
Thank you.
Yes. God sent his son. Came into the world.